The dark room. Complete darkness monopolized a small room. Two bodies hid in a dark corner. A young girl held her back against the wall, while a young man knelt in front of her. Outside the room, darkness swallowed the fragile orange, pink, and purple colors of the late evening sunset. Gently, the sun kissed the horizon, drowning slowly in its power. Inside the room, the young girl held her breath. Everything around her seemed unreal. Imaginary monsters tried to drag her into the darkness. Fearfully, she pressed her back against the wall. She wondered if anyone in the house noticed she was missing. The familiar voices in the next room seemed like miles away, but just a thin wall separated them from her. Holding her pretty cotton yellow dress above her tender young breast, she stood still, afraid of breathing. The smell of liquor from her uncle's breath reached her like a punch in the stomach. Suddenly, she became afraid. What if someone discovered them in the dark room? What would she do? What would her uncle say to them? Her attention returned to his touch to her body, making her feel numb and dizzy. The crawling sensations his hands created on her body covered her from head to toe. Harder against the wall, she pressed her body, and the security of her bedroom was the only thing she longed for. "I want to teach you what men will do to you when you get older. And when the right man comes along, you will be ready for him." What did he mean? What would they do? These questions ran through her head, but she said nothing. She just stood there as the onslaught of sensation coursed through her body. "Virginia!" She heard someone calling for her. "Where are you?" Inside the room, Virginia's heart seemed to stop for a split second, and she panicked. "Shh, don't worry, just stay still and quiet." Pushing herself away from her uncle's arm, she lowered her dress and ran from the dark room. Outside the house, the night seemed peaceful, cool, and innocent of the happenings inside. Breathing deeply, she walked along the path in the garden. "Oh, there you are. Where have you been, young lady?" Joel, her older sister, asked as she walked towards her. "I went for a walk with Uncle Mark," she said as she turned her eyes towards the house. Joe pulled Virginia to her in an embrace and quietly told her, "Please, promise me, you will be careful with Uncle Mark." Virginia looked up to her sister's face and saw only love and concern in her eyes. Turning around, arm in arm, they slowly and quietly walk away, leaving behind the memories of the dark room.